And may I just suggest you pick up your hamper and your rug because we're going on a picnic now. Do you know it's National Picnic Week? Who knew? The best places to get out and dine al fresco have been revealed by the organisers, of which Adam Cox is one. Evening, Adam.
Evening. How are you doing, Georgie?
Well, I'm very well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be talking about picnics. I cannot remember the last time I went on one. How far do you feel they're going out of fashion?
I think they used to go out of fashion, but I think over the last 12 years, year on year, National Picnic Week has got bigger and bigger. And our job is to inspire and encourage people to have at least one picnic a year.
Now, the weather has been pretty good, hasn't it, for picnic week? I mean, how fortuitous is that?
Normally, it's not this good, but I think the hot weather encourages people to just kind of get outside and go. And even if it's just a sandwich or a snack, but just go outside and eat outside. It doesn't have to be a really planned picnic, but just get out there and eat.
I like the sound of that. Eating.
Absolutely.
So what makes a good picnic then?
Tips for a good picnic. First of all, the people. Good people. That could be your family, it could be friends, it could be your partner. So good people, good locations. And we've actually announced the winners and runners up for every region of the UK. So there's lots of inspiration. If you go to nationalpicnicweek.co.uk, you can see suggestions for locations. We tend to recommend places that are very scenic, have some kind of historical or cultural significance, and water tends to play a big role. There's lots of beaches or lakes or places like that that are just absolutely stunning.
I'm actually looking at some of the names on the list. In the northwest, we've got St Herbert's Island in Cumbria. That sounds rather nice.
It is. It's actually the largest island located in the Derwent, and it's just what we would call a hidden gem. So although there's lots of, you know, amazing parks in the northwest, this is a very unique location. You have to get a boat to get there. But if you do have that picnic on that island, you'll never forget that picnic.
That sounds idyllic. I love the thought of having to travel in a boat.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's all National Trust owned, so you can't literally kind of get there on speed, but it is mainly kind of canoes and things like that. So yeah. It takes you back in time. It's almost like a different era.
Oh, lovely. Now, West Midlands, Jeffson Gardens in Leamington.
That's right. Yeah. And all of these places that we've recommended tend to have either cultural or historical significance, or they're just places that our researchers have kind of deemed to be, you know, a very kind of nice place to kind of experience. The overall winner, by the way, is Jubilee Gardens in Beer, appropriately called, in Devon. And that's got a stunning view of the beach. From a hillside, so you know, a great location for a picnic.
I bought my first car in Beer Regis, actually, in Dorset. So yes, it's an area I'm familiar with. I'm quite surprised that Hyde Park in London, because I would have thought Richmond Park maybe. I used to picnic there quite a lot because you get the deer there as well.
You do, and although you know, there were lots to kind of choose from. The way that the winners get chosen is a combination of nominations and our researchers kind of picking place up. So it's all, you know, because there was a few hidden gems that kind of made it onto the shortlist. We thought we had to put a few that are just really, really popular. And it's really the convenience of Hyde Park that mean that, you know, whether it's kind of people that are working in the week or on the weekend, you know, it's got the, you know, the lovely large ponds there and lots to do. So that's why Hyde Park actually made it to the winner
right.
for London.
Right. I'm looking Revo Abbey in North Yorkshire and also Corfe Castle's in there for the South East region.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, everyone in itself has something to offer, and my recommendation to anyone out there is to plan a picnic, because having a good location, good people, and some really good food, it gets you out of the kind of autopilot that a lot of people tend to get themselves on. They do the same thing again and again. When you have a picnic, it gets you out of that kind of mindset, and you really connect with people. And there tends to be no Wi-Fi, so you tend to have the full attention of everyone around you.
Yeah, that's true. And do you need the proper equipment? Because I do like to have, you know, I like to sit comfortably. I like a deck chair. I like a nice cozy rug. I do like a hamper. There's something about a hamper that I love.
My absolute recommendation for a picnic, and the hamper would be on the shortlist, but I would say the blanket is the most important thing.
Right.
Because that means that you can kind of have a good spread. I would recommend a blanket that has a waterproof, you know, kind of base to it. So even if it is a bit, you know, kind of damp, you can still have that picnic. The hamper would be my second choice. And then my third would be, you know, have some food that would really kind of make it a bit different. You don't want to take the kind of food that you can just eat at home, make it a bit special, and get the kind of things that you can, because memories are connected with scents, smells and tastes. So if you have some kind of taste that you wouldn't normally have, those memories will last forever.
And when was the last time you went on a picnic?
Last time I went on a picnic was actually last weekend.
Very good.
You know, so I tend to try and do as much picnicking as I can. You know, I used to live in Derbyshire, you know, back a few years ago. So Matlock Bath, around there is a really good place.
It's beautiful.
Amazing scenery. And whether it's kind of, you know, by the river or actually on the actual kind of more hilly part of Matlock Bath, it's a beautiful place. So I like that place.
I have friends who live right on it, so they've got a terrace that overlooks the river. It's quite stunning. Lovely to talk to you, Adam. Thanks ever so much.
No problem.
Adam Cox, the man behind the idea of National Picnic Week. He just says get out there and eat. Well, what is not to like?